all praises is due to Allah. We're going to go over the most disturbing verse in the Bible explained. Now, there are many of them, but this one right here is one of the most disturbing verses. Now, this is going to be in the book of Hosea 4 and 14. It reads, I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom. Hold up. Hold up now. Now, we're going to take everything literally. Then let's deal with this. Because Christians love taking everything literal, and the Muslims love taking everything literal. They'll tell you that the Mahdi cannot be black because the Prophet said he will be of my father's house and of my stock. He's our people. Well, what about the Hadith that says, obey the raisin head shaped black man? Who is your chief? Who is seen on the corner of your Kaaba, Lamonti, the black stone that once was white, who came from heaven and descended upon St. Joseph's Hospital, 700 Broadway, Fort Wayne, Indiana? I am Al-Mahdi. You kiss me in the rock, in the form of a rock. You point to it, you pray towards it, but you ignore me in reality. I am here. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom. Now, I did this earlier, but this is the HQ, this is the high quality version. And this might have something on it that the other one did not have on it, and vice versa, because I just go with the flow. All right. How are we going to deal with this? I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. What is going on? How come the women get away with committing adultery? You want to know why? Because the days of visitation is at hand. Okay? The days of visitation is at hand. This is going to be seen in the book of Hosea as well. Okay? This is the Bible that you're supposed to love. You're supposed to revere. You're supposed to honor. And a lot of people have no idea that such a scripture exists. And this scripture right here contradicts everything the Bible stands for. And it reads in Hosea 9, 7 through 9, the days of visitation are at hand. Now let's look at that in many different versions. It's called the days of punishment. Why is it called the days of punishment? This is the day that God will judge the earth. And in order for God to judge the earth, he has to come to the earth and die. He has to strip himself of his deity, along with the mother of all the prophets. Al-Mahdi is a sum total of the original Adam and Eve that was in heaven, who didn't eat the forbidden fruit, who didn't drop the ball. We was living in paradise, and we come down here to judge at the last day. And especially for the lie that Allah has a son. At that saying, which is a monstrosity, the very mountains would fall. Okay? And that's why the mountains are here. Lamonti, the last two witnesses, we are one. And we are here to judge the lie in Christianity. Allah has no sons, but I am his S-U-N. That's gonna shine. So the days of punishment are coming because the days of visitation is coming. And we just went over how God the Father and the last witness, which is the mother of all the prophets, would visit the earth at the last day. We are here. Then it goes on to say, the days of reckoning are at hand. Notice, in the international version, it uses the word reckoning, a term heard in the Quran. Let Israel know this. Now, the King James version says, Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity and great hatred. What is that going into? Israel's going to know it. You want to know why? Because Israel is not going to be gathered. The Lord is going to be glorious. And he is going to resurrect the tribes of Israel from his own loins. And simply put, he's going to just restart. He's going to do exactly what Jacob did. He's going to do it all over. He's the last Jacob that is going to do this. So he's visiting the earth. Israel and all the prophets are going to be found with their hands over their mouths because they've been in error. Israel will not be gathered. Israel will be recreated, and I'm going to prove that as well. Let's get that. This is going to be in the book of Isaiah 49 and verse 6. Let's get that. The Lord says, is it a light thing for you to be my servant and to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept? I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation or my Yeshua unto the ends of the earth. Now let's look at that in a better translation. Just go to the original, King James. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob. Now when it says raise up, it's going into raising up, like raising up a child, teaching a child. This is going into a man coming to earth and recreating the tribes of Israel, and I'm going to prove it. Now, let's go and back up one verse. Let's go to verse 5. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant? That just went over your head. The Lord literally just said, I just made myself come to earth as a servant. That's why it says, and now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him. How could God bring Jacob back? God has to strip himself of his deity and come to earth as a man and die, resurrect along with the last witness, which is a female of Mexican descent. And then judge the world. Just like that. That's why it says, so that Israel is gathered. Now, this translation is trying to fix it. No, I don't want you to fix it. I want the original version. Let's go to verse 5 in another translation. Because the original says, though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And then we can keep going forward. He says, it is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. So in other words, what we are going to do is we are going to give the black people their nation again. But other than that, the real Israel is going to be a new Israel, and it's going to come out of my loins. Now, we have no problem with you going by the name of Israel in the house of Jacob. That's no problem. But you have to keep in mind that the real Israel is coming out of my loins, and we have a VIP section in the here and after. Okay, we got a VIP. Okay, that's why our names is on the gates. Okay, is a VIP section. There's going to be many people that is righteous and will be brought near the Lamb, and they all will make it in. But there is VIP sections. So according to Isaiah 49, 5 and 6, God himself is going to come to the earth as a servant, and he's going to restart the tribes of Israel all over. Not only that, he's going to be a light to the Gentiles. This is how you know this is the same voice that was speaking through the prophet Muhammad, the Arabian one, peace be upon him, on his last speech when he said, I only have been a messenger to my own people and to the nations. When he talked about no other religion would come after him and no other messenger would come after him. You're right, because ain't nobody else coming after me. Okay? The legacy is down here, and JP is next in line to reign after the prophet Isa descends amongst us as a just ruler, and he will get busy destroying the cross. Now we got a better understanding. We can go back to this troubling verse. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. Why will he not do that? Because God himself would have to come back to the earth with the eraser. And he will have to restart everything that was destroyed. And he will have to rebuild everything that was torn down. He will have to do it himself. You know, you send your kids to do a job, they can't do it quite right. Okay? You got to do it yourself. I'm going to let that sound because I like how it sounded like that. You got to do it yourself. Kids can't get the job done right. Parents have to get the job done, and the real parents are here. The real original Adam and Eve from the heavenly places is here. And we are here to get the job done, and we're going to get it done, okay? With or without your help. Now, as we look at this verse, we see that God himself would have to come to earth. He would get married a couple times. He would sleep around. He would completely break every piece of the law. Why? Because the people have been worshiping his son. And so, as it is written in the days of Moses, he was given one set of tablets. Then he heard dancing and music, and the people were worshiping a calf. Okay, he thought it was a sound of war. Yeshua did. the real Joshua or Joseph. Joseph and Joshua is both pictures of Christ, and Joshua is a picture of Christ, and Joshua thought it was the sound of war. His ears wasn't as keen, because Moses had directly heard from God. And Moses heard that the people were worshiping a calf. So he broke that calf, ground it up to powder, ground it down, and he made the people drink it. Okay? That's a picture of the last two witnesses, Almighty. The world has been worshiping Jesus as God, and so therefore his father is here and his mother is here to get all of that recognition and to get all of them accolades and to get all of that glory and praise y'all put upon him. And that's the real truth. And so therefore he has an eraser because he has to revise the law. Okay, he has to restart everything. Now, I'm going to show you a clip. And I'm sure I won't get kicked off for playing this clip. This movie was made directly for me, especially for me, entirely for me. Allah does everything for me. He does everything for me. This is how much Allah loves me. However, how many people that's been here in this world, all of them, because them is all me. He's making people to show me who I am. Their only purpose is to show me who I am. All these people. Okay? Now I'm going to play this clip. And this clip is to show you my ministry, and not just mine, but the final witness. This is our ministry. We're going to clean up this earth, fill it up with equity, get rid of the trash, revise the law, the Bible, and complete the Quran, restore true religion. Notice the way Denzel is holding his hands. Now, Allah used him. This man is a Christian. Still is a Christian because he's a picture of me. Okay? I've been Christian 20 years of my life. That looks exactly like my dad. I've been told by my family on many occasions that I look like this man. He's holding his hand the way a Muslim pray. And this is a picture of me dying after I revise the law. There's one of my birds. You see, God the Father had to come back to the earth, and he has to restart the 12 tribes of Israel from three virgins. So how he gonna come back as some 6-foot masculine man, okay, with a big blockhead? That's why the chief, the ruler of the Arabs, head is like a raisin. That's why he has thin legs. He's a skinny black boy. That's Almighty. Daquan Clay, better known as Cassius Clay. This man has to bond with some virgin, young virgin girls. Okay? And that's why you seen one of the birds tucked off right here She's one of the clay birds. As it is written in the Quran, Jesus made birds out of clay. Clay is me. Clay is going into my family. Okay? That I know. Clay birds is also written in the Quran. Allah will make for you a bird made out of clay. That's going into me. He's going into a black guy with a little head. He has to have a little head because he's going to be bonding with some little virgins. Okay? My body was made perfectly for the task he entrusted me with. Okay? Okay, I was like one of them machines laying there in a lab. And this guy made this machine and looked at it and jumped and ran. Okay? It's something like that. I was made in a way that I would have to be able to complete the task. Okay? I was overlooked by many people. Many people had to tell me no. Many people had to overlook me. I had to be made so insignificant so I can be so focused on what he wants me to do. Okay? And this is my willing heart. Allah let me know that he would have woke me up and taught me whatever I needed to know. It was my party, and that's why when I was a Christian, I was going through a phase when I was getting off and I was just partying. And I was having a good time and going to the club, partying. Why? Because I was getting ready to die. Getting ready to die. In 9 years, I will die. Die a young man. Barely got hair on my face. About to die a young man. Okay? Skin soft. Full of life. About to die. Knew nothing about death. But I'm about to die. And she's one of the birds. And in this movie, there's also a scene of The Last Witness. She's in here. Okay? But there's many clay birds, okay? And when I say many, because we mighty, okay? But in the reality, it's a few of us going on. Thank you for guiding me. What does Al-Mahdi mean? The guided one. This man in this movie, although he is Christian, he was a Muslim in his character. Fighting, killing in the cause of Allah. Okay? And this right here is a picture of the last witness. That's why it's white. I love calling her Rose. It's real. That's Al-Mahdi. My dad is Monty. That means stone or mountain. My middle name, La Mountain. That's right, the mountain. Because La in Latin is the. La Monty is the mountain. With the flowers, why? Because I recreated something. That's why you see the little flowers. I'm about to have some little babies. Okay? This is going to be so exciting. And the real last witness gave me a sword like that. Watch over her as you watched over me. That sounds like Moses and Joshua, and Joshua is going into Ochoa, and Joshua was the son of Nun, and that's a metaphor for a woman being that she's not a son. Just like Joshua and Caleb, the two spies, the last two witnesses, is seen in Joshua and Caleb. Caleb was a man, and Joshua, in the metaphor, was a son of Nun. He was no son. It's a woman, okay? And that's a picture of the last witness. That's a female. You see how in the dark our world is? Our world is not talking with Allah. Allah guides them, but they're blindly guided. Many of you are guided, but you're blindly guided. Okay, I'm the one who knows I'm guided. Let's keep going. This scene right here is so significant. As you can see, that's the Quran right there. As you can see, that's the Torah right there. I'm the man that's going to restore all of this. I'm going to restore true religion. And I'm going to be the man that's going to put the Bible, the B, okay? The Abin, the Bilal, the book in Braille. I'm going to put the Bible next to the Quran. Oh, that's so beautiful. That's my assignment. Pause. Who is Allah most pleased with? And we say this humbly. Who is Allah most pleased with? We have one man that comes to the earth. This man restarts the 12 tribes of Israel. Not only that, he cleans up the entire earth, fills it with equity, righteousness, gets rid of tyranny. He does something nobody has ever done. This man is Al-Mahdi, which is Almighty, which is Lamanti, okay? The Father, the God of the Bible. And that's where y'all get it confused. The God of the Bible is a God, but he has a God, just like you. You a God, but you have a God. Jesus said one time he was the Son of God after calling you a God. And the God of the Bible is a God just like you a God. You're all children of God. And you have to understand that. You have to get that. And Al-Mahdi is more than what you thought he was. And Allah is Lord of the worlds. He's on another level. Allah is Lord of the worlds. Al-Mahdi has been put in charge of the earth. But he is heir of the worlds. And Allah is Lord of the worlds. Big difference. You're not going to find not one phrase in the Bible where it talks about God being Lord over all the worlds. Nope. That kind of language is only seen in the Quran, okay? Because the God of the Bible needed assistance from the God of the Quran. And this is the reason why we have aliens on our planet. Aliens are a sign that the God of the earth had some assistance or connection with the Lord of the worlds. And that's Allah. See, Allah, alien, Okay? He governs the worlds, and he was my God. And you won't understand this unless you understand that you are a God. You are a God. And the God of the Bible had sons, but the Lord of the worlds had none. So we killed it. We killed it. We broke it all the way down. You got to see the scene where the law was revised, the Quran was completed, Torah established. And now I'm going to show you some pictures. I'm going to show you some pictures because I've been talking to this boy by the name of Ristin, who had a dream about me in a classroom with a whiteboard teaching with some strange interpretations. And what was weird is I had just recently have bought a whiteboard to do the exact. This was probably about 3 weeks ago. And so this guy, me and him, we're acquainted through debates in the past, but we don't talk and we ain't in the same city and we both ain't on social media with one another at all. He just had a dream about me during his Feast of Tabernacles. And so therefore, I wanted to show you some interesting things. Now, he told me that he believed the Lord told him that I could be like an apologist, like the Christian apologist, the way they teach the Bible for Jesus and things like that. And, you know, I denied that. And then, you know, he told me again, you know, Jesus is trying to tell me something and things like that. And, you know, I'm not being mean, but I turned down his Jesus speech. And I said, you know what, you prophesied, now it's my turn. So I'm going to show you what I see about Mr. Ristin. So over here on the side of the screen, I'm going to move it over here. Hopefully my record is doing this side, because this is the side I want. Yeah, hopefully, yeah, this is it. This is the side I want recording. Okay, so here we go. I have Mr. Ristin. And as I told you, prophecy is seen in the movies. And Ristin was dreaming about a man who believes he knows the end of the world. How strange is that? What are the odds of that? Out of all people, he's dreaming about a man that has the time of the end on his wrist, like this guy's name, Ristin. So I told Ristin, I said, Ristin, I said, you a picture of me. I said, Ristin is really my name. Alamo is really my name. And I said, you are just a picture of me. That's what I told him. And I told him that his name really was my name. I said, he is just one of the many others. He is not the only one. There's the whole world. All the people were made as a picture of me. They have my ID. I can't worship them. Why? Because it would be like worshiping me. Can't. Okay. I have been made to subject and prostrate only to Allah. That's it. You all are me. This is my planet. You are my guest. Allah and me, we have something going on. You all don't. Okay. Allah saved me. Okay. He rescued me. All right. That's why I will judge the world, because it's mine. These are my guests. The best way I can put it is a term like this, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's, them is your niggas. What? Them is your niggas. You know, them is your niggas. You my nigga, but them is your niggas. I'm cool with you. I don't know them. That's your problem. All right? That's how it goes down. Right? Here in the house of David. Okay, so you all are my guests. You all are my servants. And it's me that loves you. And the real truth is Allah doesn't. He loved me. He saved the world for me to give me time. And that is seen in stories like Noah. And most definitely the story of Lot. So in the book of Eli, your boy Riston is in here. Your boy Riston is in here. Here is Riston. See? I'm the man born blind, didn't know I was the father, didn't know I was Al Matty, and he was dreaming about me. If you spell the word wit, it's 23920. You take that 20, turn it around for the last two witnesses. 02, you got 34. He was dreaming about me doing strange interpretations on a whiteboard, okay? When I've been preaching the end since September the 17th this year. Okay, so that's Mr. Riston with his wrist chopped off. Also, here's another scene. So you can't just say, oh, he's making that up. Everybody can get lucky. But what about this scene? Here's Riston again. And he's bleeding. All right. He got glasses on because he had a dream. He had a dream. Just like this one. He has some goggles on because he's seen a little something. But look at this one. His head was smashed on a bar. What is the bar? The barcode that's on my wrist. Okay. I got the time of the end on my wrist. Okay. That number is 01012016. The 3 ones plus the 6 tells me I have 9 years left. And it's going to go down like the 20 twin towers. It's going to go down like the last two witnesses. Who was that? Bonnie and Clyde. And 1934 is going down with the last two witnesses in 2034. So I have the time of the end on my arm. I have the bar stripes because I'm here to decode the Bible. I have the bar stripes because I pay the price. Okay. I have the bar stripes because I will judge the world. Inside Maria, you got, where is my Arabian army? Where's my army? I'm the ram. I'm the arm. All that stuff that you see in this 2012 album cover. G is 7. R is 18, A is 1, C is 3, E is 5. That's 34 on the arm of the Lord. This album was created in 2012. And Allah told me the end back then. I just didn't see it. As you can see, there go the math right there. There go the math. Okay, it goes down. It goes down. According to the Quran, you're supposed to believe in Allah and the last day. And I'm not done with Riston. I'll come in peace. My last name is Clay. If you take a C, push it close to a lowercase L, you have day. In the Quran, it says, believe in Allah and the last day. Now, that's just like saying believe in Allah and his messenger, Muhammad. Because I'm the original Muhammad. I'm the original copy. Okay? So you see, Mr. Riston, Mr. No Wrist, and Certain Man. Now, this is a scripture y'all see all the time, and I'll close it with this scripture. Because I teased Riston with this. I text him this stuff, and he said that he was the Certain Man. No, I'm the Certain Man. I'm going to show you on my logo. It's right on the screen. Boom. Look at that. Look at my logo. That's me. And I'm shooting Paul. I spotted the wolf in sheep clothing. Not only that, I predicted the end. Okay? 34. On my logo. Boom. In the 20th century, the last two witnesses go down like the last two towers. 2034. All this stuff is on my logo. Right here. Okay? So when you look at 1 Kings 22:34, I'm going to read it for you. Let's just look at that screen. This is going to be the book of 1 Kings chapter 22 verse 34. And it reads, "And a certain man." That means this man is real. This is something. This is someone, rather, that is authentic. This is a true story. There was a certain man who drew a bow at venture. That means he wasn't even aiming. Like me, when I started off House of David, I wasn't focused on Paul at first. I wasn't. I just made a discovery on Paul being a wolf in sheep clothing. And smote the king of Israel, Paul, between the joints of the harness, whereof he said unto the driver of his chariot, "Turn thy hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded." Boom. So when you go back to the notepad, we do see that you could spell certain inside of Riston. And Riston, I love him, but he lost. This is my brother Riston right here. This is my brother. I'm the one that was preaching 2034 first. You trying to believe that 2034 is the end is cool. You in agreement with me. But I was the one who stepped out on the water with it. Okay. I was the one who was preaching it first. Okay. And Allah is speaking through me. Okay. He's guiding you blindly. Okay. But it's really me whom Allah is dealing with. Okay. All right. And that's the real truth. And as you can see him, he's on the floor. He's gone. Why he's on the floor? Why 34? He's on the dirty floor because I predicted 30 floor. 30 floor. 34. Okay. That's why he's on the floor. So I can see this. Allah showed me this in all of the movies, even in the movie Man of Fire. You know, we have scenes with Denzel breaking a man's hand, burning, breaking it. You know, all of that is going into my success, my victory on knowing the end. I give Allah all of the praises. I'm pretty much wrapped up everything. I am the last day. For those who are Muslim, you are an active Muslim. I got a word for you. You might be doing your daily salat. You might be doing your prayer. The word of the Lord came to me and told me prayer is shut down. He told me to get up. Okay. My prayer along with the last witness prayer goes up. Your prayer doesn't. Okay. Ain't nothing but a shahada is going up to Al-Mahdi. And right now the stone that you were facing and were praying to is down here. And so it's judgment. We can't pray when there's sin. If you are so focused about prayer, you need to look at what prayer is. The prophet Isa judged the Arabs for all their repetition on prayer. Even the prophet Muhammad was told to go back and ask to get the burden even more lessened on prayer. Okay? Prayer is not repentance, and repentance is not prayer. Okay, you're going to have to change your ways. You're going to have about 5 to 10 people that can say you a good person. That's what you need to be focused on. Okay, prayer is shut down. You can pray and pray and pray and pray. Judgment has taken priority. and we are here. And ain't no prayers going up from nobody but Al Matty and the Last Witness. And that's what Allah showed me, and it shows you in the Quran that prayers will not be received except from whom he receives prayer from. All right? So it goes down. I encourage you to take a step of bold faith and receive Al-Mahdi, because I'm here. If you respected the Prophet Muhammad, if you honored him, then you got to honor me 10 times more. I'm Al-Mahdi. I'm his father. If you honor the Prophet Isa, then you have to honor me 10 times more. I'm Al-Mahdi. All right. Assalamu alaikum to my brothers and sisters in the real truth. Okay. That will receive real Islam. Real Islam is coming soon. Assalamu alaikum.